microwaved coffee.
LA or Southern or California just laxed on their rules like to yesterday, I think, right? Monday was the first
we're back to we can do outdoor dining now, I guess, like hair salons and stuff, but
we can have crazy house parties.
No, and then like,
I'm just kidding.
Also, I don't know how we're gonna I don't know how we're gonna do outdoor dining in this weather. Dude, it's freezing as fuck
so
right now. It's so cold.
Holy. I was should I wear two socks? And that's what I was thinking, like, am I sick or is it just like really cold?
No, it's freaking cold. I was shaking today, like just sitting at my desk, like shaking. I was like, this is miserable. What the?
It's bananas. Like the high yesterday was like 47.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the low was 36 or something. I'm like, holy shit.
Well, it started to hail. Like where we live.
Yeah, here too.
It's like, what the hell? What the hell?
Yeah, what
the
hell?
What the hell, dude? How the hell?
No, it's like nuts. I remember I was telling Kyle the other day, I was like, I sat outside at the cabin with Ivan with snow on the ground with no shoes on, and I was like, and it was still not as cold as it is now.
Yeah.
Like, I was
we were outside. We were just, like, hanging out.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't remember it being this cold. So, I mean, of course, it was really windy, too, so that probably made it worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
we were there for, like, a couple hours, I felt like.
Yeah, yeah, and we were fine. We were fine. Yeah, and but, I have no clothes. I have no winter clothes. I just realized this. I have like light sweaters and cardigans. Like,
yeah, we went out yesterday. Husband and I had to go to the doctor, and then after we went to the store, and she was just wearing like this like little cardigan, and I had like two sweaters on, and then she was like, "It's so cold," and I was like, "Why didn't you bring another sweat? Like, why didn't you bring a jacket?"
Yeah,
I had to like, cause she was the one doing like buying stuff, so I was like, here's my jacket. I'm going to the car because I'm not going to be out here in the cold.
I'm not
going to
be cold. Like,
well, the good news is that I finally got to wear my Noel Fielding jacket. It's fine. It's never inappropriate weather here for it. I'm like, well, finally.
No, no, you can.
I hope it. I mean, it kind of needs to rain, but
there's going to be another storm next
week.
Like,
I don't want it to
anymore. Yeah.
I want it to, but I don't want it to affect me.
Yeah. You're like, I want a slight chill and a drizzle.
Yeah. That's all I want. I'm like, why can't it just rain without it being cold? But yeah, how's other than coronavirus scares? How's everyone's week?
Corona.
We have a new president, right?
New president.
We do, we do.
Hopefully he makes it.
Yeah.
That's like my only fear.
Yeah.
Said he doesn't make it through 4 years.
Yeah.
Well, because you heard they had to, like, deep clean the White House when Trump left.
No, are you serious?
Yeah, they...
For fear?
Yeah, because there was people in his staff that wouldn't wear masks, like, they didn't care that there was coronavirus, and because they were so careless, like, they didn't want to go in, so security team was like, we have to deep clean.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it, and then I was reading this like fact that so normally when there's a new president, the Secret Service, they'll leave a little bit, like a few of them from the previous administration to transition to the new administration so that there's like, so it's easier, you know, so like that the new people know what's going on.
Yeah.
This was like the first time where everyone from the previous administration had to like not be part of the Secret Service.
No, are you serious?
Yeah, for fear of like Trump loyalists is what they said.
Yeah.
And so everyone was like new. Some of them were from like the Obama administration and like they brought back some of those people and then they had like new people, but like nobody in the Secret Service works or had worked for Trump.
I mean, I'd do the same fucking thing.
So insane.
I would do the same thing. There's yeah. Like, after I saw some of those cops inside the Capitol, like, taking selfies with those people, I was like, fuck that. Yeah. I would clear house, too. I do not trust those people.
Yeah, a lot of those people got fired. There's, like, a few cops from other states, too, that were at the Capitol or were confirmed and then are now, like, a lot of them are on leave without pay until they investigate, like, what they were doing at the Capitol.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway. This is Microwave Coffee, and I'm Ivan Ortega.
And I'm Kishan Sandy.
And I'm Justin Park.
Cool. And on today's episode, we're going to talk about popcorn.
Holy.
Oh my God, why didn't we do this a long time ago?
I wish I had some right now, actually.
So before we started recording, or I think during the recording, I'm not sure if you guys were listening, I said, why haven't we done this subject?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why haven't we done this
subject? Microwave popcorn.
Yeah. So popcorn, which is my favorite snack, if you know me, mm-hmm. you know that I love popcorn. I didn't popcorn. Know that. It's like, yeah, my number one thing. Popcorn mm-hmm. is the best. So growing up, I was told in school that popcorn was introduced during the first Thanksgiving in 1961. I think, right? Yes. Yeah. 1961.
Yeah, sounds right.
Or not 19,
18. I was like, 19?
1621. The numbers were there, people. The numbers were there. 1621. Jeez. But that is actually not true.
Oh.
Within, like, the further investigation of that and, like, people that know the region, the Plymouth people would have grown a Northern Flint variant of corn, mm-hmm. which apparently is unsuitable for popping.
Huh.
So all those years.
Lies.
Just a lie.
Oh, wow.
Just like my childhood. All a lie. Apparently they just didn't check all these things, and it was just like a tale that people would tell, and then it became fact, but it's actually not true. So once they investigated, and so anyway, corn was domesticated about 10,000 years ago in what is now Mexico. Mm-hmm. So this goes down to my roots. This is why I love popcorn. So archaeologists discovered that people have known about popcorn for ever, and around circa 3600 BC in Mexico is when they see evidence of, like, popcorn. Mm-hmm. There's also fossil evidence from Peru that suggests that corn was popped around 4700 BC, so that's, like, before Mexico. Mm-hmm. One of the things that people found was that in Mexico they used it a lot during funerals. So they would decorate urns and, like, they would decorate clothing. They would use it for ceremonies. So, like, they would make, like, necklaces and, you know, put popcorn, like, in different.
Oh, popped, not like, yeah, the kernels. Popped.
Mm-hmm. The kernels too, I think, right? Mm-hmm. Because we see the if you remember from our Dia de los Muertos episode, the skulls were decorated with colored popcorn.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, beads, plastic beads weren't a thing back.
Yeah, yeah.
Back in the day, so they would use, or they would paint, like, kernels, and that's what they would decorate the skulls for Dia de los Muertos. So yeah, so in addition, archaeologists found kernels in New Mexico that were approximately 1,000 years old. This article I found was from 2018. So, and they also found some in Utah in caves. Apparently, in one of the caves was called the Bat Cave, which I thought was pretty cool.
What?
My guess is because there was actual bats, not Batman, but it's still cool.
Yeah.
The one in Batman's popcorn cave, 1,000 years ago. The one in Utah, supposedly they think that it was inhabited by Pueblo Indians. So that kind of leads us to the Plymouth colony in 1621, which we found out didn't pop up. Well, they might have popped popcorn later, but not when they arrived, because the popcorn that they grew couldn't pop. We do know that French explorers around that time wrote of Iroquois. I guess that's like an Indian nation, like an American Indian. They popped tough corn kernels in pottery jars filled with heated sand, which is weird because I couldn't figure out how they figured that out. And how did they separate the sand from the popcorn? I didn't understand. I don't understand. Yeah, how they, but apparently that's how they did it. So those Indians were around like the Great Lakes, and they think like kind of upstate New York area, Quebec, all those Indian tribes pop popcorn. Then like when we started to like colonize North America, North America, like Europeans adopted Native American food, and one of the ways that the colonists, they actually started eating popcorn as a snack. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of like when it started to be more of a snack rather than just like a food that they would eat. So the colonists would actually eat it with milk and sugar like cereal.
Oh, interesting.
Kind of weird. Yeah, I never thought about that, but I'm down to try it.
All for the popcorn.
Yeah. And then they would also pop it with molasses, which would make kind of like a kettle-style popcorn, which, yeah, I mean, it kind of makes sense. Then by the mid-1800s, popcorn became kind of like a late-night snack that people would eat around, like, campfires or, like, picnics or, you know, social events. Yeah, these are all right. Like, I'll eat popcorn all day long, like, popcorn
in any form
is the right occasion for every occasion. I don't know.
yeah.
So then by the 1890s, there was more of like a mass consumption of popcorn, and there was a guy named Charles Kreders who owned a candy shop. He wanted to like sell like a lot of popcorn. Mm-hmm. So he bought a peanut roaster and tried to use that as like a popcorn machine, but he didn't like the way it worked, so he tried to like tinker with it, and by the time he was done tinkering with it, he actually just decided to design an entirely new machine. Mm-hmm. And he's the one who invented the popcorn machine, which was powered by steam. And his machine would not only pop popcorn.
Yeah.
But it would also roast nuts.
Ooh, I can go over some those fair roasted nuts right now.
I don't like roasted nuts. Well, like really? Those fair ones. Yeah, I don't know why they give me like a rubbery taste.
Like, what are they, like sugar on it or brown sugar?
I guess if you put sugar on anything, I guess. makes it. but they kind of give me like this weird aftertaste. And I think it's just me, because I know a lot of people that like those bags, and I just, mm-hmm. I can't eat them. But anyway, by 1900, Charles Kreders also introduced the horse-drawn carriage with the popcorn wagon in the back. And that kind of began like the popcorn like craze. One of the reasons was because shortly after that, like in the early 1900s, was the Great Depression. And mm-hmm. people didn't have money, and popcorn was... Or just like corn and kernels and popcorn were about 5 to 10 cents a bag.
Uh-huh.
So it became really popular with, you know, people that didn't have a lot of income, because popcorn fills you up.
It's filling, yeah.
At 5 to 10 cents, I mean, that's a pretty good meal for one of your meals. So corn business started to thrive like during the Great Depression, while other businesses failed. I wrote it weird. I don't know why. But yeah, so anyway, like other businesses were going down because of the Great Depression, but corn business was going up because of popcorn. So it actually thrived through the Great Depression, including...
Wait, like popcorn alone?
Yeah, like, so people, like, corn... corn in general. Oh, but okay. It was because... One of the main reasons was because of popcorn. Wow. Because it was so cheap. It's so cheap to grow, so cheap to, like, move around, that a lot of people were buying a lot more corn. This is, like, the same reason why we still use corn for everything now, because it's so cheap.
Yeah.
But yeah, so one of the families that benefited from this was, can you guys guess?
Kellogg?
No, Redenbacher family.
Oh.
So they grew corn during the Great Depression. Uh-huh. During World War II, sugar rations were used for, like, the military. So, like, candy production had to stop. Not completely, but, you know, they were using most of the sugar for rations. So Americans started to eat 3 times as much popcorn as they had before because they couldn't have candy.
And maybe a little something.
Yeah. So, yeah. So then after that, it became, like, really popular and people started eating it in theaters. But a lot of the owners didn't like. When I was reading this, I was like, why? Because of the mess. But no, because it was a little bit more, like, snobby, which is perfect for the theater, like, business, is that they thought that eating popcorn distracted you from watching the movies.
Okay,
so they didn't want to sell
popcorn.
Here's my thing. My favorite snack in the whole world are chips. Any kind of chips. Potato chips. Mm-hmm. Whatever. But, yeah, that's the bummer. It's like, I would love for them to sell chips at the theater. But then again, I'm like, they're very loud.
Yeah.
Some people sound like Lily from How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know if I want to deal with that.
That's, like, one of my favorite lines. It's like, why do you think I call her Chewbacca?
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, that was one of the reasons they didn't want to sell popcorn. But a smart man named Glenn W. Dickinson Sr. installed a popcorn machine in his lobbies of his Dickinson's theaters. Mm-hmm. This actually turned out to be a great move because popcorn ended up selling more than his movie tickets. So he was making more money off of popcorn than he was from movies.
Sweet.
So his production consultant, R. Ray Aiden, advised him to buy popcorn farms. So because he was the owner of where the popcorn was coming from, he was able to keep the ticket prices down. So as prices were going up for movies, he was able to keep them lower because of the popcorn. But yeah, that's kind of it. Popcorn hasn't changed much, you know.
Yeah.
We add
why people ain't broken.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's not like I'm not done, like, completely. I still have a lot of other facts, but nothing really changed other than, like, in the early 1900s when they basically invented the popcorn machine and that kind of boomed it because people could buy a lot of it, you know.
Yeah.
But in 1970, Orville Redenbacher's name was a brand of popcorn that was launched. The first patent for a microwave popcorn bag was issued by General Mills in 1981.
Wow, really? That late?
Yeah. I was surprised too. Yeah. But that made popcorn. So people started to eat tens of thousands of pounds a year following the microwave pop. Today, which was 2018, Americans eat about 1 million pounds worth of unpopped popcorn a year. And that's just in America. There's a couple cities around the U.S. that claim to be the popcorn capital of the world. Ridgeway, Illinois. Valparaiso. I've never heard of that town. Indiana. So you're out. Van Buren, Indiana. Shaler, Iowa, Marion, Ohio, and North Loop, Nebraska all claim to be popcorn capital of the world, which is BS.
Yeah.
Because you can't all be.
Yeah.
Someone's lying.
So Justin was like, popcorn farm. This is why it was called a popcorn farm. The USDA have, like, a thing where they only use popcorn production is specifically planted for this purpose. So for popcorn, you can't plant corn to do something else.
Oh, okay.
And it must be grown in Nebraska and Indiana. So Iowa, Ohio, you're out of the list too. Illinois, out of the list too.
Get out. Really? So it has regulation like bourbon?
Yeah.
Like only be made in those places?
They started to add areas in Texas where they can grow that corn. But yeah.
Huh.
That's part of the USDA.
Yeah.
Like anything delicious, there are health risks. Don't get all crazy because they're not that crazy. Popcorn is included of the list of foods that American Academy of Pediatrics recommends not serving to children under 4 because they might choke. Mm-hmm. And
I mean, as a 34-year-old woman, I still choke on popcorn. So I'm like, yeah, you better be fucking careful. Don't give that shit to kids.
Yeah.
Scary.
The other thing was that popcorn used to have this chemical in artificial butter called diacetyl, mm-hmm. which would cause illnesses to people who worked in the factories of making microwave popcorn.
Oh.
And this coined the term popcorn lung. So people were getting sick for popcorn lung. Now,
so
I think
people weren't getting sick from eating it. It was working in the factory where it was produced.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Where they, because of the, when they would make the artificial butter, it had that chemical, and I guess it was like messing with their respiratory system. But Redenbacher, Act Two, Pop Secret, and Jolly Time, which I think are the only microwave popcorns now, other than like the store brand ones like Safeway or whatever,
yeah.
They all stop using the chemical. So it's not really that much of a risk anymore. Yeah, that's it. I mean, if you're interested to know that how a popcorn pops. So a kernel has a certain amount of moisture and oil inside. The outside is like really strong, obviously. Like if you've ever bitten a not like pop kernel and been like,
yeah.
Oh, my tooth.
Yeah.
So basically the oil and the water inside the kernel will kind of start to, like when you put it in heat, it'll start to react. Mm-hmm. And the kernel has like the starch inside the kernel has like a reaction, and it starts to become like a gelatin. Mm-hmm. And it'll soften. So when the heat gets, this is like, they actually have like measurements. So when you get to 135 PSI and you get to about 180 Celsius or 356 Fahrenheit temperature, mm-hmm. It actually explodes. It causes an explosion, mm-hmm. Because of the pressure that the kernel builds up inside the popcorn.
It's like a delicious little bomb.
Yeah, so it's actually a bomb,
little bomb
that pops. It's crazy. I did not know that. But
yeah, I didn't either.
The reason we get the shape is because as soon as it goes on the outside, it starts to cool and it stops expanding because the reaction inside.
Like lava?
Yeah, kind of, I guess. So like the reaction inside the kernels, mm-hmm. will start to cool and stop the shape because it creates a foam. Like the insides of the kernel. So it's like a starch and a protein, and it creates like a foam. So when it pops, it cools and it becomes like a solid side kind of thing.
Huh.
So that's why it's like puffy and delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, that is popcorn. Yeah.
Nice.
My opinion, microwave popcorn isn't as good as stovetop popcorn. And I would suggest if you haven't had stovetop popcorn in a while to try it. Trader mm-hmm. Joe's has like little bags of kernels, and I use like coconut oil, yeah. and then I use instead of like other oil.
Coconut
mm-hmm. oil, and then you put the kernels and you put the top on, and then basically you just wait for it to pop. And then once you, I think it says like if you hear a pop 7 seconds from another pop, mm-hmm. then you should take it out of the stove. I usually leave it a little and I shake it, like I mm-hmm. take it, like I leave the heat on and I lift the pot so it's not on direct heat, and I'll shake it and you can still hear some pops. Actually, the other day I got I had two kernels. Mm-hmm. That's how like efficient wow. my popping. Wow. Yeah,
you've got it down to a science.
Dang.
Yeah. But yeah, I use butter and salt, and that's it. I don't
yeah,
like.
Yeah, don't use the season. Stuff from the store. It has like yeah. a butt ton of palm oil. It's basically all palm
yeah.
oil.
Yeah. So yeah, and coconut oil so far has been like the best oil. Like I've tried other oils and coconut oil gives it like this weird, like not weird, but it's like good kind of like it makes it taste like it, as if it was sweet, but it's not.
Mm-hmm.
Also makes it like more buttery, right? Without butter.
Without yeah. adding the butter. Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. It's got that but creaminess then, to it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And if you don't use the microwave popcorn, you can add like real butter, which tastes way better than the artificial butter. And then sometimes I put like hot sauce on it because
yeah
I'm so
Mexican yeah
but yeah that's how I do it. I love popcorn and that's all I have to say about that.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's interesting. Yeah, I am very shocked that we have not done this before.
Yeah, I'm shocked that I haven't done it. I told Vanessa, I was like, I got my topic. She was like, oh my god, that's like the perfect topic. I was like, yeah why haven't I done this before?
Yeah.
Yeah, I eat a ton of popcorn because we moved in, as well you guys know, but I moved in with my mother-in-law like a few years ago and we had popcorn, and then Vanessa's mom was like, yeah, but who eats that much popcorn? Because we had a lot of popcorn.
You were like, Vanessa, excuse me.
This was like a conversation that Vanessa had with her mom and I didn't know about it, and later she told me, but yeah, so Vanessa was like, oh, like he eats a lot of popcorn. And I was like, yeah, I've been eating a ton of popcorn since I was little. Like,
mm-hmm. That's my mom's favorite snack, but I didn't really, I don't normally eat it unless I go to the movie theater. I don't know, it tastes better. I don't know. In front of that screen, I don't know.
I mean, yeah.
It depends, like, it depends on the artificial butter they use.
Yeah.
Regal does make good popcorn, I will say, because that's like the theater Kajan goes to the most, but Regal does yeah. make. AMC's not that great.
I love Landmarks.
Landmarks is the best. Yeah. They used to have... Okay, this is how crazy I am. Is that they remodeled their lobby a few years ago. Like, I think 2 years ago. And they took the popcorn machine away and they bought new ones. And I was eating the popcorn in the theater and I was like, this isn't the same. So when we walked out of the theater, we asked the clerk and he was like, yeah, it's over there in the back. And he pointed to it and I saw it and I was like, are you guys selling that popcorn
the old
machine?
One.
And then yeah. they were like, no, like they have to like get rid of it or something like that. And I was like, the popcorn was different. It was way better before. And I guess they had that machine for like way longer than it needed to be.
Oh.
And it was so good. And yeah. But yeah, they use real butter. That's one of the things that they...
Oh, do they? That's what tastes yeah. so good. And then, yeah. like, my favorite thing, too, is, like, they have that popcorn bar with all the powders.
Yeah, I don't like the powders, too.
Oh, I love them.
My mom used to...
like the flavoring and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, my mom like used the garlic powder and stuff?
Yeah. My mom's a big popcorn eater, too. And she used to buy all the seasonings, like, just to try them.
Yeah.
And it was always like classic butter.
You just want butter. Yeah.
Salt. I could even just eat it without butter and like just salt.
I forgot. I could be getting this wrong. No, I'm pretty sure this is it, but I could be wrong about this. But Rachel, when I went to go visit them in Ireland the first time, I think we went to a theater and there was like a closer one to us. And I was like, why are we going to this theater? Like this specific one? I thought maybe it was like one of the dinner theaters or whatever. And she was like, no, we go to this theater because it's the only one that puts butter on their popcorn. Like apparently in Ireland, they don't put butter in their popcorn. What? That's like an American yeah. thing. Yeah. And I was like, bruh.
Oh. So like just real quick, I use the spruceeats.com, history.com, and Wikipedia. But anyway, I found out that in Texas, they eat pickles with their popcorn.
Uh-huh. Well, huh. I mean, my mom used to put the pickled jalapenos on it.
Well, yeah, but jalapenos do not taste like pickles. I hate pickles.
Oh, I love pickles.
I love jalapenos. When I go to the movie theater, I get like a stack of the jalapenos because they put them in the little packages or whatever, and I eat like with the butter and the salt and the jalapeno. It's so good.
Yeah. But I don't like putting it on because it makes it like soggy.
Yeah, no, I don't put it on.
Like it with it. Yeah,
I like eat it separately.
I'll put a jalapeno in my mouth and then I'll get popcorn.
Yeah.
That's better, yeah, no, yeah. Because you're right. It does make the popcorn soggy. Like the liquid of the pickled jalapeno makes it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't like that. But yeah, apparently they give you like a side of pickles with your popcorn if you ask for it. And not just that, they designed a whole bag for the pickles so that they're easy to get.
Oh like shit, it's like serious.
And
like
the crazy part is that they look at the rest of the country as if we're the weird ones because we don't eat pickles with our popcorn.
Huh.
Yeah, I love pickles. I love popcorn. So I don't know. That's still weird.
I hate like soggy pickles crunchy pickles. Like,
yeah.
And they have to be cold as well. And sometimes I crave that more than anything else, even though I don't really like pickles, but sometimes I like crave a cold, crispy, crunchy pickle.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like pickles. One
of those deli ones with like a little bit of spice and sweetness. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, I'll have it if it's already in a burger. I might eat it, but if it tastes too much like pickles, I'll take them out.
Like in a McDouble or a Chick-fil-A sandwich, would you take them out?
Actually, those are the McDonald's pickles are the worst.
Yeah, they're pretty bad.
I take them out. They're like super soggy. They look like
I don't like them.
I don't like them at Chick-fil-A either. They're kind of the same. They're like super like, I don't know. Yeah, they look super gross.
They're kind of soggy and like grayish color.
Do you know who has really good, like a chain that has really good pickles is Chili's. And it was recent. It was like, they changed them back in 2016, I think. Yeah, back in like 2016. They made like, they make them there and they're like so good. They're like garlicky and they're crisp and oh my God, they're so good. Yeah.
Vanessa and one of my friends, the best pickles are supposedly from Famous Dave's. It's a barbecue chain.
Oh, they have them. They sell them at the store.
And they sell them at the store, yeah. And so every now and then I'll buy some for Vanessa and she'll just like eat them straight out of the jar.
Oh, I gotta try those. I don't think I've tried those.
Apparently those are like the best pickles in the world, but I really hate them. It's like there's very few foods that make me gag.
Uh-huh.
And pickles are one of them.
I wonder what it is. What is pickles, it? Do you think?
I don't know. I always thought it was dill.
Uh-huh.
But no, it must be something else that they put in pickles because I loved pickled food, but I can't have like the cucumber pickles. Like I can't eat them.
So do you know what it might be? It might be like clove or anise or something that they're.
Yeah, maybe.
Something in the pickling brine. I know they had like peppercorns and some other stuff, but it's got to be some other spice.
Yeah, I thought it was dill at one point because one time I tried making pickles for Vanessa, and when I opened the package where I bought the dill, it like, it made me like, I couldn't do it. That and like melons, any type of melon makes me gag.
I'm not a fan of melons.
They smell so good, but I just can't eat them.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but yeah.
I'm going to make some more tomorrow and maybe take you some, Justin. But I made those Korean cucumbers.
Oh, yeah.
You know, with the stuff that you get at Korean barbecue?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. They were so good.
Oh, yeah. Those are so good.
Yeah.
So
if good, you're if you or Vanessa are crossing over anytime soon.
I think Vanessa's crossing tomorrow. I think she has to go. I don't remember. She's doing something.
Oh, I'll message her. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah, I'm not crossing. I haven't crossed. Well, I crossed Monday because of the doctor. But like, we just went there in the store and came back. Like, I don't really go out.
Yeah,
that's why I'm always like, I'm pretty sure hopefully I'll never get corona because like I don't do anything. I've been doing little projects. I'm almost done with my handbrake, and I might post a little bit about it on Instagram.
Nice.
Because one of our friends 3D printed like a couple parts for me and. I built it and it didn't work, so I have to undo it and then do it again. Make sure all my electrical. I'm getting like super Vanessa like nerdy about like electrical stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And Vanessa says I'm like an old man, and I'm like I'm okay with that.
That's cool.
Yeah, I had like the multimeter out. I had like a little desk lamp out, and I was like soldering things. And I was just like, I had my multimeter making sure that the power was like good.
Yeah.
I'm doing that. I'm building a Raspberry Pi thing. I built a little shelf for above the sink so that Vanessa can put her iPad and watch TV while she washes the dishes.
Nice.
Yeah, I'll take a picture of it. I'll send it to you guys. I might post it on my Instagram too. I might start posting some of this stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, I have that. And then, yeah, I want to build a couple other things, but we're kind of like low on cash because of COVID. But
yeah. I made two bath mats, like the rock kind, like the spa kind.
Yeah, yeah.
That was my only little project, but I'm like, I gotta find something else because it's really fun. I like crafting now.
Yeah, I hadn't delved into like, there's these little microchips or like little motherboards called Arduinos, and I had never like fiddled with them. So like, now that I built this, I'm like, dude, I could do so many things. And so now I started thinking like, what else can I build? And I started thinking of like other things I can like automate or.
Yeah.
Like little, I don't know, little gadgets I can build. I'm like, I need another desk. I already started thinking, I was like, if I put another table here, I could build a little station.
You're already plotting
you
it?
You should.
Yeah. Yeah. I might build something next to my desk, but I might have to wait till we move to a new place because this place sucks.
Yeah,
that we're in right now. But yeah, so yeah, I ordered a new desk chair that's like more ergonomic. It's supposed to get here sometime next week, which is perfect because I start school next week.
You're gonna need it.
Well, I'm gonna be sitting at my desk a lot. Yeah, so I was actually thinking, I was like, I kind of need a standing, I want a standing desk too, but
you'll get, well, depending on your classes, but like some of my classes are like 3 hours long.
Yeah,
and you get fucking tired. It's the worst.
One of my classes, I'm only meeting for one of my classes. I'm taking four classes, which is apparently a lot, but I'm sure I can do it. Only one guy, which is funny because when I saw the pictures, it was like the old guy. The old guy wanted to meet, and everyone else was like, "Here are the videos." All the
younger guys.
So I just have to meet one guy from 5:30 to 8, which is really 5:30 to 9 because there's a lab from 8 to 9. So yeah, Mondays and Wednesdays I'll be busy from 5:30 to 9.
Yeah. Cool. Where can they find us?
You can find us on Microwave Coffee Podcast on Instagram and email us at microwavecoffeepodcast@gmail.com. Yay. Okay.
Cool. Yahoo. All right. Thank you, guys. We'll see you next week.
Yep.
All right.
Eat some popcorn.
Yep.
Yeah.
Tag us if you eat popcorn.
Yeah. Yes.
The picture of your popcorn and how you made it.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Could I get some more coffee?